on to action item number four, discussion and possible action on approval of the Brazos River Authority investment policy.
This is a recommended item for y'all's consideration and potential action. Just as I mentioned before, each year, again, under the Public Funds Investment Act, which is the state regulation that we follow, we are required to, the board is required to review our investment policy at least annually, and we bring this to you all each year in January. Usually each year, there's some minor changes, clarifications of wording and things like that that we recommend, and that's similar to what we've got here this year. There's a few just clarifications and grammatical things that we're updating that we both looked at, staff and our investment consultant, which is a company called Valley View Investments, that helps us with this. But there's a couple of other items this year that we're recommending for you all's consideration and approval that have some substance to them. And if you received, I think, the policy in your materials in a red line version, two of the items that are one of the first items we're recommending is that we would increase the maturity level for, as you all may know, we invest right now primarily in certificates of deposit. That's where our best returns are, as opposed to treasury bills or treasury agencies and stuff. So we're in certificates of deposit. They're either insured by the FDIC or fully collateralized. So we've got complete safety in our CDs that we have. We're limited up to 80% of our CDs, and we're also limited up to a 24-month maturity. We're recommending that we raise that to 36-month maturity. Now, we've only bought, obviously, up to 24 months in the past. We may or may not choose to buy up to 36 months, but it just gives us a little bit more flexibility if we see rates that we think are good enough to put some of our money. We have a lot of money, as you can see, and we don't need that much liquidity. You may choose to put some out there.
Are those guidelines dictated by the Public Funds Investment Act or by the policies put forth by
us? This would be the policy put forth by you. It's allowable under the Public Funds Investment Act. And our consultant believes that it, and we agreed that it would just give us a little more flexibility to go to allow from 24 months to 36. We may or may not do that, but there may be instances where the rates look attractive enough to put them out in the case of CDs that long. So that's one recommendation in the policy change. And then the other recommendation is to increase the diversification by investment type area, where we've been limited to 80%, where we can only invest 80% of our portfolio in CDs or in treasuries, in treasury bills or agencies, to raise that to 90%. And that just gives us, like for instance, when we got the $50 million on the divestiture proceeds, we could only invest $40 million of it in CDs, and the other 10 we had to put in more liquid types of investments, or non-CDs or treasuries and stuff, and that cost us about half a percentage point for that $10 million. But we didn't really need that $10 million in the near term anyway, so it's costing us about half a percentage point to do this, and this would give us more flexibility. Again, the CDs are fully collateralized and stuff, so you don't really have any more risk, but it just allows you to gain a little bit more return than we currently can at an 80% limit. So if you were to approve that, we could go out and buy some certificates of deposit with that $10 million and stuff, and could raise about another, in the course of a year, it might be $50,000 to $75,000 more return or income in the course of a year. So it's, you know, we believe that's worth the change. But I'd be happy to discuss either of those two things. If, you know, we're just trying to squeeze all the money we can, as well as Absolutely. Maintaining the safety and security of it.
Any questions for John?
Do we exercise the CDRs?
We have. We have done the CDRs, the Certificate Deposit Account Registry program. We have done that, although the rates have not been so good recently. We did that a year or so ago. There was a lot more activity and better rates earlier on. Now we're primarily buying CDs that are just collateralized from banks, and we solicit those in a bid sort of situation, and whatever banks respond, we usually get half a dozen banks that will respond that work with us on that, and we find that where the best rates are.
So we actually throw out for bid as opposed to using
we go out, we have a block. Like, for instance, the divestiture monies, which of course was a huge chunk of monies,
right.
we went and contacted a number of banks and got their bids on what they do, and they would send you a list of different at differing maturities of what they would offer rate wise, and there was a pretty good spread in the rates
right.
That they offered, and so we would go and then invest with ones obviously that had the best rates in the maturity schedules that we wanted to utilize.
Is that done across the state, locally, or I mean, how?
It's within the state. It's primarily within the state, and there were different entities. It's worked out pretty well. But it is interesting that different banks are locked. And some really are willing to buy the money at a pretty good value. Some are, you can tell, have no interest. Especially some of the larger banks don't have that. Hadn't had that much interest.
The reason I can ask is, you know, with the advent of a lot of smaller banks and then smaller banks having problems, sometimes they go to, and I'm, excuse me, a few bankers, I'm not trying to be a banking specialist, but they go out to try to attract money and then the banks aren't doing well later. And my concern would be that we drop money into a bank that maybe is not doing as well. So do we do our due diligence?
You have FDIC insurance.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, true, but still, I would still, I mean, there's not a potential problem there.
The only potential problem there is that if the bank failed, you wouldn't get your interest, but you would get your principal back.
Principal.
Okay. And you get the value. They're all backed. They're all collateralized right. by government securities and things like that. So what you really really pay attention to is the collateralization and make sure that those securities are adequate and that they're not double collateralized and things like that. But we get to, you know, that's a...
You need to make sure they're not backed by a California municipal.
Exactly. You got to look at the underlying securities, make sure the securities are safe and things like that.
John, do we get a copy of the safekeeping receipt that shows that the Brazos River Authority is the...
The collateralization is the single is the thing that we pay the most attention to.
It's a lot of work.
Is that true?
Further questions? John, if you would, please read the resolution.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority has reviewed and hereby adopts the Brazos River Authority investment policy, including the investment strategy statement, the approved broker-dealer list, and the approved training sources, as presented to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority on January the 31st, 2011.
Heard and reading the resolution, is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
Moved
by Ball, second by
second.
Scott. Please hold the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluitt?
Yes.
Director Zaccanito?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
All right.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, John.